From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Kenyans are casting ballots in their country's presidential election, bringing to a close yet another turbulent campaign season in the economically vital East African nation. Voters began lining up hours before dawn Tuesday to cast their ballots in hotly contested nationwide polls. Maurice Aruma is a Kenyan citizen.
We expect to pay for the change we need. If things have gone too high, life is very difficult. They keep on telling us so many things which are not in practical. So we expect change. We need new blood to come in and maybe get us on another direction, not the direction we have, the current direction we have today.
This year's election is the second consecutive election between the incumbent, 55-year-old Uhuru Kenyatta, and his longtime rival, 72-year-old Raila Odinga, who's making his fourth run for the presidency. Kenyatta has the support of Kenya's majority Kikuyu ethnic tribe, while Odinga is favored by ethnic Luo people. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has made a short visit to Thailand for talks on trade and regional security matters, including discussions on pressuring North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs. Following his visit to a regional security forum in the Philippines, Tillerson, the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Thailand since a 2014 coup, arrived in Bangkok Tuesday to meet with Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha. This is VOA News. Opponents of South African President Jacob Zuma have gathered in Cape Town to call on the country's lawmakers to vote him out of power in a secret ballot Tuesday. ANC party leaders have called on their members in the parliament to support the president. VOA's Ladisa Hoke reports.
Monday protests were organized by a coalition of civil society and religious leaders and were to go on until the secret balloting ends Tuesday.
We see the ANC as having given us Jacob Zuma. And we're saying to the ANC, take responsibility for the absence of leadership in this country. Recall your president.
Zuma has weathered numerous attempts to oust him since becoming president in 2009 because members of the majority ruling party supported him in open votes. A secret vote is expected to ensure a credible outcome. Zlatisa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea vowed Monday to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. Pyongyang's United Nations mission contended that new UN sanctions against it for its missile tests were a flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty, with state media claiming they were the result of a heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. North Korea told a security conference of key regional leaders in Manila that it would never bargain away its development of nuclear weapons or ballistic missiles and said that it would teach the United States a severe lesson with nuclear strategic force if Washington takes military action against it. A truck bomb exploded in eastern Pakistan late Monday, injuring more than 30 people. A top government official in the city of Lahore says the explosive material was packed inside a truck loaded with fruit. It's the latest bombing to rattle Lahore, the power base of deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Last month, a suicide bomber from the militant group Pakistani Taliban killed at least 25 people in Lahore, many of them police. U.S. President Donald Trump is said to be on a working vacation at his golf club in New Jersey and discussing North Korea in telephone conversations with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson as he travels in Southeast Asia. Trump also lashed out at the media on Twitter for reporting national surveys that indicate his support has begun to decline among some voters who cast ballots for him. Australian officials say police in three countries have arrested 17 people and seized nearly 2 tons of drugs destined for Australia. Australian authorities say the arrests Tuesday are part of their efforts to disrupt the work of organized crime groups. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.